The latest coronavirus relief package includes $20 billion for tribal governments, a potentially transformative infusion of cash. But last year's aid rollout to Indian country was badly mismanaged, and tribal leaders hope the Biden administration has learned from those mistakes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Tribal governments are used to stretching every dollar that comes their way. But last year, many faced a different challenge.
The money came at us quick and it was a flurry.
We were spending money like crazy.
And it's sad because what that turns into is wasteful government spending.
Those are the voices of a few tribal leaders and administrators from throughout our region. Millions in CARES Act dollars started to arrive in their tribal coffers in May of 2020. Weeks after it was promised.
It was overwhelming and it was daunting because it's like, are we going to be able to pull this off?
Karen Snyder coordinates pandemic response for the Eastern Shoshone Tribe in Wyoming. She says that delay, combined with a December 30th spending deadline, gave the tribe just 6 months to spend $14 million, more than it typically spends in a year.
I just don't think that deadline was ever realistic, nor was it conducive to us doing good planning.
The Eastern Shoshone Tribe ended up doling out millions in direct payments to tribal citizens. Snyder says that assistance was badly needed, but that given an extended deadline, the tribe would have spent more on long overdue infrastructure improvements.
I don't want to use the word responsible or irresponsible spending, but boy, sometimes that's kind of the category you have to put yourself in.
In Montana, the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa did attempt a big infrastructure project, construction on a new health clinic. But Chairman Gerald Gray says finishing before the end of the year was out of the question.
By the time we found a piece of property and started the engineering process and the architects, we wouldn't have time.
So the tribe had to pre-purchase materials, equipment, and labor contracts.
Come December 29th, I'm going to be buying the $500 hammer, not the $5 one.
But then, just before the end of the year, Congress extended the deadline to the end of 2021. Snyder of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe was annoyed.
Very counterproductive for them to wait till the final hour. I mean, to us out in Indian country that we're sweating bullets. But in light of the administration, it doesn't really surprise me.
The deadline flip-flop was just one move by the Trump administration that frustrated tribal leaders during last year's CARES Act rollout. Eric Henson researches American Indian Economic Development at Harvard. In some ways, he says the Biden administration has already learned from and improved upon last year's process. For one, tribal governments will have until the end of 2024 to spend the money headed their way from the American Rescue Plan.
I mean, you can argue that maybe it should be longer still, but, you know, having a 2.5 years instead of like 6 months.
Henson says that will allow tribes to tackle some of the fundamental infrastructure deficiencies that made their communities so vulnerable to COVID-19 in the first place.
Step back and take advantage of the ability to do some planning to make the kinds of investments that really will like help you build the infrastructure that can prop you up going forward.
As of now, though, the plan narrows infrastructure spending for tribes to water, sewer, and broadband. And Henson says tribal needs are so interwoven and so vast that it's not possible to address just those few pieces of infrastructure.
Hey, we're going to invest some of these dollars in our water infrastructure, but we need to greatly enhance the electrification around it all to make sure the water and sewer works. Is that okay?
During last year's CARES Act rollout, Henson says those sorts of questions went unanswered. And it's not yet clear what kind of support will be available this time around.
Treasury should have a team of people in place who are equipped to field an inquiry like that pretty quickly.
And tribal leaders have another big question: how the $20 billion will be divided up between them. Last year's allocation formula relied on outdated and incomplete federal data about each tribe's total enrollment, resulting in some tribes being overcompensated and others being shorted millions. The Mescalero Apache tribe in southern New Mexico was on the losing end.
We're sitting about 5,300 tribal members, but we only got funding for like 3,500.
President Gabe Aguilar says this was especially frustrating because tribes were asked to report their own citizenship numbers, and the feds used the flawed data anyway.
That's pretty much saying, we just wanted a little input, but we're going to do this anyways. You know, we already had our mind made up.
Aguilar is optimistic that this year's rollout will go more smoothly and that the unprecedented amount of aid will make a lasting difference in Indian country. Treasury has until May 10th to start disbursing the money. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.